In the Middle East, as in many places, people insist on their right to protest or to fight. And people claiming those rights include Palestinian women. They've been kept in the social and political background in male-dominated Palestinian society, so their increased participation marks a significant change. Their activism takes different forms. Secular women have led protests against lawlessness in Gaza, while a suicide bombing by the Islamist group Hamas was carried out by a 72-year-old grandmother. Here's NPR's Eric Westervelt.
Threatened by the specter of factional gunfire when walking to the store or taking their kids to school, a group of fed-up, angry women in central Gaza City recently marched in the streets demanding change. Where's the safety? Where's the security? Where's the law? The women chanted. In conservative, male-dominated, clan-based Gaza, Palestinian women have long been forced to keep their opinions and ideas largely confined inside the household walls. But in an important shift, Gaza women are increasingly expressing their views more and more in public and taking action. At this rally, Ruba al-Jamal says many women here have had enough of factional violence, lawlessness, and ineptitude by what she labels the so-called Palestinian Authority.
We want a new government, one that is not Hamas or Fatah, a government that can secure our kids going to school, not one that keeps silent while our people are killed in front of us.
Naila Ayesh is the director of the Women's Affairs Center, the only non-governmental agency in Gaza aimed at strengthening women through economic and educational programs. Ayesh says she's recently seen a new rise in activism from women, largely secular women, who are not part of any political faction.
I think the Palestinian women feel now more seriously and worry about what is going in our society. Now, most of the women, they are not in parties. These women now go out their homes asking to be part of stopping this violence inside our society.
But in this traditional society, where many women are afraid to leave home without covering up in a full headscarf, the militant Islamists have made the biggest inroads in harnessing women's power and activism. Thousands of women regularly turn out for rallies by the ruling Hamas movement. In November, during an Israeli military operation in Beit Hanun, dozens of Hamas women risked Israeli tank and machine gun fire in a successful effort to shield Hamas gunmen holed up in a local mosque. The diversionary march, in which one woman was killed, allowed the militants to escape out the back door. One of the Hamas women there was a recently widowed 72-year-old named Fatima al-Najjar. Over tea in her barren, unheated apartment in the Jabalia refugee camp, Fatma's daughter, Fateha al-Najjar, describes the family reaction when her mother returned home that night.
She came back from Beit Hanun and we said, "Thank God you are safe." And she replied, "Safe? Safe from what? My people are being killed. I wish I had been killed there."
A few days later, Fatima al-Najjar, with more than 40 combined children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, became the oldest Palestinian suicide bomber. She approached an Israeli military checkpoint and blew herself up with an explosives belt around her waist. Israel lists her as another Palestinian terrorist. Her family and friends call her a martyr. Her daughter, Fateha.
Of course I feel very sad. No one's mother can be replaced. But I'm also very proud of what she did. There are cowards here who are looking for peace, and those people are not doing anything to stop the Israelis and their massacres. My mother martyred herself as a kind of gift to all the Palestinian prisoners and as an answer for those cowards looking for peace.
When told that her mother killed only herself that day, that the bombing lightly wounded two Israeli soldiers who've since returned to duty, Fateha shakes her head and denies it. Then after a pause, she says, quote, "Nevertheless, I bet she scared those soldiers like hell to see an old lady sacrifice herself for her people," end quote.
All the women are very proud of my mother. We love life, but living under such horrible circumstances, I would want my sons to take such action, and I'd do it myself even.
Fateha then excuses herself to go attend evening prayers. She walks to the local mosque past big posters of her mother posing before her death. Those posters are now ubiquitous throughout Gaza neighborhoods where Hamas is dominant. In the poster, the grandmother is staring into the camera holding an M16 and dressed in full green and white Hamas clothes with a headscarf emblazoned with praise for Allah. Naila Ayesh with the Women's Affairs Center says secular groups simply can't compete with Hamas when it comes to organizing women. The Islamists use female leaders in the women-only sections of worship halls, she says, to organize women and foster radical activists like Fatima.
Hamas is using the mosque. This is the only place for women to go outside their homes without any prevent, let's say, from her husband or her brother or father. Hamas promises food, distribute things to them, give them money. So these ways is helping Hamas to have, let's say, the majority in our society.
Ayesh says despite Hamas pledges to the contrary, the Islamists have started to impose their strict social agenda on Gaza society, targeting loose dress, racy music, and other things they deem un-Islamic. They're doing this, Ayesh says, partly through force and partly through organizing women in every Hamas-run mosque. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Gaza.